Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. After N-Word. Was having some technical difficulties, so I will apologize for not being on the air as as I normally would be. It's been kind of crazy, technical snafus, whatnot. I guess I shouldn't have named this the Hate the Haters show, because the haters is like, nah, you gonna hate on us, we gonna make it hard for you to even get on the air. Anyway, I'm here. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I would love to hear from you. Also, as you know, I social network, so if you have Facebook, you can join my Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself or Mr. J will hook you up with a group join in. If you're afraid to call me, you can always email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I take all of them. And, you know, I get back with you because I love you and want to hear from you. Oh, man. Talking about a crazy day. All these days are crazy. But in particular, I mean, I saw some stuff, and it you talking about hate. Potential cancer risk. Like, potential cancer risk. They say the bread should be cooked to a golden yellow color to reduce our intake of a harmful chemical. Because I guess, and you know, this could be construed as metaphorical hate. They said golden yellow color is cool, but if you have a toast that is browned, if you have toast that is browned, guess what? You can get cancer. Now, I'm not saying that they're hating on black folks, saying, well, hey, if you got brown people, because I'm brown, you have brown people in your life, that's, I get the markers, I'm brown. You get brown in your life, you can get cancer. I mean, it's subliminal. It said bread, chips, and potatoes should be cooked to a golden yellow color rather than brown, which I don't know how that goes, but a golden yellow instead of brown, I don't know if I've ever, I mean, I thought potatoes were brown. Like the skin, the outside of the skin is brown. I didn't know that the actual potato gets brown on the inside. I got the toast. I guess they say it has to be light toast, because light toast is better for you. I'm holding that one there, because it said brown toast can potentially kill you. Light toast is better for you. I don't know. Do I even need to say anything else? I'll just leave that one just hanging right there. Brown toast, no good. Light toast, light golden toast, is so much better for you. Yeah, because they said some type of chemical reaction called acrylamide is what happens when you let that toast. You get that toast with the suntan a little too brown, then it's gonna mess you up. I can't even make this stuff up. It's just right there. I can't even make it up. Anyway. You're just hating on the haters, right? Because light toast is good for you. Dark toast is bad for you.
Yeah.
Now, another thing that's bad for you, apparently, there is another 50, it's a trilogy, you know, 50 Shades of Grey. Didn't really watch the first one. Then I saw there was a second one. Apparently, I like walked by it while it was on. Didn't know I was walking by it while it was on. So apparently I saw the second one. But I didn't look. And there's another one. I'm like, and so I have to ask the ladies. I mean, what about this 50 Shades of Grey is enticing? Can somebody please tell me? Because I don't know. I mean, I got it. I guess, you know, there was the initial phenomenon about, you know, sex on another level. See, because I get it. A little intrigue in your sexuality. Instead of the boring, give it to me. You know, it's a little extra. You got a ball in your mouth, tied up, can't talk. And you got to take it. You tied up. You got to take it. You know, you got some special thing, got your stuff in the air, legs spread apart, and you got the little bars, whatever. You're tied up, handcuffed. You can't do nothing but just take it. Okay. You know, the intrigue. I'm not against the sexual intrigue. I'm just saying, after the first one, then after the second one, where apparently it was about him being stalked by one of the women he used to beat. I mean, because technically, it's I ain't saying that all the women that was intrigued by the movie are into men beating them, but there was an inordinate amount of energy toward. I mean, there's dominance, and then there's, hey, I'm beating your ass. Because I had someone that like wanted me to like whip them, like just like whip them, and just I guess I'm one of them weak dudes that I'm not comfortable hitting women. It just, I don't see the pleasure in it. You know, they're smacking on the ass, but the whole I'm gonna grab this whip and I'm gonna hit you with it. And I'm gonna put some strength behind it, and that's cool. And I mean, I've seen it, and hey, you know, there's some women that are into it. And I remember talking to the guy. He's talking about how the energy transference, and I just thought that, you know, it's like some slavery shit. So slave master derived an inordinate amount of pleasure in whooping your naked ass. He's whipping you, and that's how I thought. I could be wrong, but he's whipping you, and he's getting the boner, right? And afterwards, after he's done beating you, he go and jerk it off or have sex with somebody, and bam, it's like the greatest orgasm he ever had. Because that's kind of what that was. Is, I know, it's a general comparison, but, I mean, that's all I can think of. beating you, and like, oh my God, that's the greatest feeling ever. For the beater, maybe not the beatee, or maybe it is. Because, you know, we talk about beat your kid. It's passed down through the generation. Right or wrong, I don't know. But you think about it, and psychologically, we can't act right unless somebody is going upside our ass. Literally. I don't know. It is something to think about. I try not to think about it, but it is something to think about. In the meantime, in between time, I can't go no further without busting out with my dumbass week. Always gotta get that last one in. Alright, dumbass of the week was Abdulia Sanchez from Merced, California. She was arrested and booked in a deadly crash where she was recording live on Instagram while driving, live streaming. And she ended up killing her sister. That's a tragedy. It's horrible. But, I mean, how smart are you to live stream it while you're driving on the freeway? And it's showing her taking her hands off of the steering wheel. Intelligence is not high with you when you're doing that. And unfortunately, she murdered her sister. She didn't murder her, but you kind of caused it when you do something dumb like that. You gotta live with that. It's probably not the funniest dumbass of the week, but it's still a dumbass nonetheless, right? Okay, alright. I'm done with this segment. I am going to go on break. This is Jizza Beneath the Surface.
together, you've got smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
Wow. That was butchered. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was just a deep surface. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. Wow. I gotta say, welcome back to the Hate the Hater show. And I'd be remiss if I did not give my much out to
hate. Hate. I hate you.
Alright. Of the week. Body hackers. If you don't know what body hackers are, body hackers are people who enhance the human body. Well, that's what they say. They're enhancing the human body. There is actually, you know, I talk about comic book conventions. There is a body hacking con. Not bullshit. It's real. There's a body hacking con in Austin, Texas. And I guess it's been going on for 3 years now. This is the third year. And it's for people who are into what they call biohacking. And biohacking is a broad, as they describe it, a broad spectrum of technologists, transhumanists, and performance artists. Yeah. So, you know, there are people who change their eyeballs. They make their ears look like they are elves. I mean, you know, dude has a pair of horns underneath his skin. It is some interesting stuff. You know, one woman, Jessica Fox, she, you know, she's got purple eyes. Oh, with her elf ears. They're out there. I mean, and I say hater of the week because, you know, what you have, I guess, is not good enough for you. So they're hating on their original look and like, you know what, I need them horns coming out, because you know that's gonna kill them. It's gonna kill them in New York. It's gonna kill them in Texas. I'm coming out like that, having purple eyes. I'm gonna have pointy elf ears. Not that elves are real live creatures that we've ever seen, but yeah. Just like the drawing. Interesting stuff. I mean, we talk about the level that people hate on themselves and their natural look. Right? It is. It is one of the things that I despise almost as much as is my next subject. Pets. I don't miss pets. I don't hate pets. I hate the people who have pets. Because there's these people, and there's such thing as support pets, right? And so there was an article where people were trying to bring their pet peacocks on the plane to soothe and comfort them. And then there's another group of people who had hedgehogs. You know, I want to bring my pet hedgehog. And so the airline has to have a banned list because they have these people who travel with emotional support animals. First, I want to say F you. Just right off the top. If you feel like you need a support animal on the plane, F you. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling it. Because there's the rest of us. I don't want to be in the seat with you and your hedgehog, your pig, your peacock, your little dog, whatever. I despise that. I despise those people. I'm in a grocery store. And it's people with their dogs in the grocery by the vegetables and the fruit. Hell no. That is unsanitary. They doo-doo and wipe their ass with their tongue. And you be kissing them. You're fluffy. Fluffy got doo-doo flakes all on his lips and you kissing him. Because if he ain't licking his own, he licking another one. You kissing him. You just all up in the doo-doo. All up in Dingleberry. You're in Dingleberry land. I'm sorry. I know it's a bad visual, but damn it. This support animal, I gotta have my animal everywhere. No, you don't need to take your pet to the grocery store. He's fluffy. Cute, okay, whatever. He'd be cute at the crib. He'll be alright. He'll be at the crib for 45 minutes to an hour, however long it takes your ass to shop. Or do whatever you're doing. You know, we had a basketball game today, and woman's in the stand. You got the blanket, got the little outfit on. Cool with it. Where's he in the stands? Can't watch the game. He don't know what the hell is going on. People run, "Oh, you sure? No, he ain't. He ain't cute to me. I'm hating. I hate those people." Who y'all are, and you know who they are. Always got their damn pets everywhere, and carrying them in like they're a baby. I seen a damn pet, a dog, in a stroller. Why is a dog in a stroller? He's all right. His legs. Oh, he got four legs. The whole leash. Now, you see, and here's what we're talking about. When you're talking about coddling pets, it goes back to what I was talking about with that 50 Shades of Grey. They have no problem putting a collar on a human being and a leash, and it's sexually attractive. No hate. You know, just saying. But you can't put that same collar on a dog and a leash on a dog. You got the dog in the clothes. You got the dog in the damn trailer, in the stroller. You carrying the dog. Who is you, my little baby? Nah. Like I said, not hating, but hating. Because there's something wrong with that picture, right? And there's something wrong with that picture. You're comfortable with the leash for the human, but you're not comfortable with the leash with the dog. I mean, we know how people feel about their dogs, whatnot. But now we talking hedgehogs and all kinds of other foolishness. I'm like, come on, where does this end? When we end this. I don't even know if I should even go here. There was a university in Columbia where they were getting on students saying that if they wear a miniskirt, it is distracting classmates and teachers. Meta Ian, Pontifical Bolivarian University, known as UPB, had posted this advice on their website. They're advising the students not to wear miniskirts to avoid distracting classmates and teachers. First, that's some hater ass garbage, right? Second, and let's be clear, you have to be a special kind of perv where you can't concentrate. And don't get me wrong, a woman in a mini skirt, a sexy woman in a sexy mini skirt, no hate. And yeah, I'll look, be like, damn, banging. But then I continue to live life. It's like my whole life won't stop because there's a sexy woman in a mini skirt. It's like you see it, you admire it, you pay homage to it, like, hey, you know what? You go, girl. And that's it. Because that's all they need. You know, it's like, hey, I'm feeling sexy. So, putting it out there, I'm sexy. Now, there are some people, and, you know, I railed against this time and time again. There's a hate on a woman because she's sexy. They say, well, you know, men's nature. And I'm like, no, that's bullshit. That's bull. If a woman is sexy, you congratulate her. Hey, you look good, girl. You looking really, really good. And that's it. Now, if you with her, you know, that goes a long way. If you're not with her, hey, you know, she wanted to be sexy that day. She wasn't feeling quite right. There wasn't somebody in her life telling her, hey, you sexy. So she bust out with it. And you congratulate her. You working it. And let that be it. I have a serious problem with people who think because women dress sexy, that's the issue. Nah, and see, I say this, you know, because there's a whole they're asking for it crowd, right? They are always saying, well, she was asking for it. And, you know, some of it's a religious thing, like, well, hey, you know, we want our women chaste, whatnot. Okay. I'm going to respectfully disagree. Chaste is overrated. And I'll leave it at that. There's nothing wrong with a little control freakism. Nothing wrong with it whatsoever. My humble opinion. But hey, there are some people who hate on women because women have the nerve to want to look good and feel good. And we hate on that. We discourage women from looking sexy, from looking good, because it makes us uncomfortable. Well, I'm not in that group. I just congratulate you, girl. You go, girl. I see you. And that's it. I mean, that's what it should be. And if she's talking to you, hey, you know, y'all can have a conversation. And if it's like that, then you go back and forth. But if not, it's just, hey, you see it, admire it, move on. See, cause the problem is these suckers. Because these suckers who can't stand and get tired of their whole world are the same people who are with these people who have support pets. They're the same. I'm trying not to cuss. They're the same a-hole. The same. Trying not to cuss. But it's those people. Just like we know, there's the anti-gay people who are gay. The people, emotional support pet people who suck ass. I'm talking about elephant diarrhea ass. And then there's these people who hate on women because they have the nerve to want to look and feel good about themselves. I mean, it's low big, right? I mean, it's the lowest of the low. She got raped because she looked good, because she wanted to go out and feel good. It's her fault. Because that's basically what that argument is saying. It's like, well, she looked too good, so she had to be subjected to the most cruelest thing ever. Violation of her temple. Because she had the nerve to want to feel good about herself and look good. Because that's too much. A guy can't be expected to act like a human being and not try to exploit someone because, you know, she wanted to feel good and she felt good, is feeling good about herself. That's what that argument says. And so when you see these kind of people who put that stuff out there, I mean, and those folks is insecure. I'm sorry, ladies. Be as sexy as you want to be. If you want to send me some pictures at smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com, I encourage it. Because you know what? I'm just gonna congratulate you. You know what? I got you. Two thumbs, three thumbs. If I had three thumbs, it'd be three thumbs up. I'm just saying, probably need to go on break now because I done went too far. Anyway, this is the homie down in Southern California. Kali, here I am.
together you got smooth drummer.
All right, choked it out there. Welcome back, Smooth Drama, 347-826-745. Once again, that call-in number 47-826-7435. That was the homie Kali. Here I am. And here I am, live in the flesh. Oh, man. And, you know, this segment is always about that Groundhog Day. That thing that happens again and 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 again. It just don't stop. It can't stop. It won't stop, like Puff Daddy used to say when he stole it from somebody else. This is Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? Well, you know, black on black crime. Even though it don't necessarily have to be black on black crime, but it is. First, I start over in the motherland. There's a Rwandan preacher who says women are the source of all evil. there's a funny joke that ain't funny, and that I think I have laid out my support of sisters, and I've talked about how you know, even my brother, in writing his book, My Autism, talking about how we need to uplift the African woman, which is you, black woman. You know, I mean, the attacks on you. The world already thinks of you as just below nothing. And then you will get these preachers talking about women are the source of all evil. I'm guessing he didn't think of his mother that way, but I'm going too far. But I'm not going far enough. Because when I think of that, you know, when we talk about, I mean, there's the statistics, they talk about the black on black crime, whatnot. I mean, we don't talk about the mental degradation and mental abuse that we heap upon one another. And especially when we talk about folks who don't honor us in any way, shape, or form. Perfect example. Quincy Jones did a interview where he was talking about stuff. Dude is asking him all kinds of random questions. And in the Quincy Jones, let me see, I believe it's called In Conversation Interview. It's a very long interview where he's talking a lot of trash. And he's his feelings, whatnot, from the Beatles, Ain't Nothing, I didn't like their music, they couldn't play, to, you know, talking about Richard Pryor. He was talking about Marlon Brando and how Marlon Brando, to dance. And then he's like, yeah, you know, Marlon Brando would fuck anything. He fucked Richard Pryor, said that he fucked Marvin Gaye. I mean, he put it out there. And, you know, his will. So he said he did James Baldwin. I mean, you know, he's just laying folks' business out there. Now, it's not really a big deal because who people sleep with is who people sleep with. I don't care who sleeps with who or who slept with who. Doesn't matter. Ain't none of my business. I just hate on the haters that are name dropping. And, you know, Quincy Jones, for example. He never is out. And I was waiting on the guy. So what about the Tupac allegation that you said? There were Tupac said that in order to have my daughter, you have to hit me in the booty. You had to fuck him to get the daughter. That's what Tupac said. Quincy Jones put it out there. I ran through the interview. I was waiting. Like, okay, you want to talk about James Baldwin, Richard Pryor, Marlon having sex with Marlon Brando. You was part of that. I mean, by the way, Richard Pryor's hating ass widow, you know, apparently she's putting out his diary. Not buying it. You know, it's a dead man. His private writing shouldn't be out there. But she's going to put it out there so she can make a little change off of him. And it's like, I mean, we know Richard Pryor was a man who had many demons. And to talk about exploiting that, you know, I mean, not shocking. White woman exploiting a black man that she was with and gonna make money off of exploiting him. Say, oh, and you know, she's making comments. Oh, Richard would totally laugh at Quincy Jones' comment. Richard Pryor was coked out. So him laughing doesn't really, like, count, does it? I mean, are the rambling, the likes of a dude on coke, a high on coke, is that, you know, logical rambling? Logical laughing? I mean, because I just remember Richard Pryor that I remember was the biting cat that, you know, attacked racism and racist individuals head on. And he's the one who I get my F to N word from, because he came back from Africa. He said, I didn't see any, so I stopped using it. And people said he wasn't funny because he stopped using the N word. Like, that was a joke. Because we are the joke when it's referring to us. And so Quincy Jones using that and talking about it, and one, quite frankly, talking about people that ain't alive that can just walk up to him and punch him in his face. You know, don't put people's business out in the street because he ain't putting his out there. Which I hate. If you're going to talk about everybody else's business, talk about yours. You know, it goes without saying that you're lower than low. You're lower than low when you laugh and joke about what somebody else did, but you don't talk about yours. I saw it, and it just automatically, I Groundhog Day. That's Groundhog Day, right? Black on black mental genocide. How can we put each other down and find a way to demean someone even in their death. You know, I mean, because there's a guy who's supposedly they were trying to develop a play or a series or something like that about Malcolm X, and they were talking about it was something where they were going to portray him as gay, and you know, like, no, you blow up that set. You know, you have no right. I mean, because we're talking about our heroes. And it was one thing with Jada Pinkett Smith said when she was talking about how she was portrayed in the Tupac movie and how it's inaccurate. And I'm alive. It's not like they didn't know me. They couldn't ask me what happened because you're illustrating that we're close, but then you put up all fictitious stuff when you could just ask me and I could have gave you reality. But you see, that's what these people do. You know, there's no reality. The haters will hate on you at a level, and they'll make you look bad, but not themselves. So, you know, Quincy Jones, I would encourage you to read his interview. And then you can see because in this interview he talks about how he got with white women to make white men mad. I mean, it was a whole bunch of justifications. And like I said, I did not see the Tupac part. And I'm like, well, at least you would engage it. And say, nah, Tupac was lying. Because I say, when you omit it, just don't talk about it, there's truth there. But hey, there was talking about hate being there. I mean, and Quincy, Richard Pryor's daughter came out and was like, nah, that didn't happen. I mean, it doesn't really matter whether it did or not. I mean, I understand where she's coming from because she's like, why y'all talking about my daddy? I'd be like, Rain, just ride on him. You know, just show up where Quincy Jones is. Punch him in the face. Bop. Just give him one. Just walk off. You know, there are some things that are worth doing. Not that I'm advocating violence. I'm not advocating that people walk up on Quincy Jones and punch him in his face. I'm just saying that if it involves you and you feel wrong, you know, I know we're not supposed to, here I am, role model. We're not supposed to solve our problems with violence, but sometimes some of these fools, when they disrespect you and your legacy, sometimes you just got punched. And the whole say something about my mom or punch you. Say something about you. You know. You like ready? That's what that is. Rain. Just, you know, they say something about your daddy. You see her, hey, punch her in the jaw. You broke. I mean, when you broke, you can punch people in the jaw, right? And it doesn't really matter because they can't really sue you. And if there's no, I mean, you just got to do it. You got to have that hoodie on. You just got to, like, steal on them. On the low. Maybe. I'm sorry. I'm advocating violence again. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm just going to say that we have to take back our stories. You can't let other people tell your story. Because these haters are going to hate, and we need to hate on the haters. Show them no love whatsoever, because you keep showing them love and letting them off the hook, this is what happens. You have people telling these stories, and they can tell these stories, but when it came to, they asked me about Kennedy and all this other stuff, oh, I shouldn't even be talking about this. Then he says a little bit, but he doesn't get in depth. But he got in depth on the other stuff. that was demeaning towards us. Just a thought. You see how that happens. Anyway, on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right. So, yeah.